The war in Iraq continues to dominate the headlines in the U.S., but U.S. forces are still battling remnants of the Taliban in Afghanistan. The White House has claimed success there, saying the campaign has disrupted al-Qaeda's leadership and forced it on the run. But a report released this week now puts al-Qaeda's membership in the thousands. The International Institute of Strategic Studies also says the West is now at greater risk of terrorist attacks than it was before 9/11. Joining us to discuss just how real a threat al-Qaeda is Bruce Hoffman. He's a terrorism specialist and the acting director of the RAND Center for Middle East Public Policy. And thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
So has al-Qaeda really become stronger in the last few years?
I wouldn't say so much it's become stronger as it's changed, and as it's changed, I think there is new challenges that we face in countering it effectively. Essentially, it's become a new generation, firstly, of fighters has surfaced, many of whom we don't know who they are, at least around the time of 9/11, and shortly afterwards, we had a fairly good idea of the wiring diagram of al-Qaeda. Now what we see is a new generation of figures. Abu Musab Zarqawi, for example, in Iraq is probably the best known and most prominent. And as we've seen this new generation, we've also seen a shift in tactics, not so much spectacular suicide attacks as more opportunistic ones, which are more difficult to defend against.
And many have speculated that the war in Iraq has actually energized al-Qaeda and drawn more people to its membership.
I think there's absolutely no doubt of that. And we see that in their propaganda in terms of their ability to marshal recruits, in terms of their ability to generate finances, in terms of their ability to carry on and prosecute their struggle. Iraq has been a significant advantage. You see it all over their websites. I mean, this demonstrates in their eyes that the United States is waging a war against Islam, and it's become a very potent rallying cry.
Now, Osama bin Laden remains at large, and he issues tapes and videos periodically. Has his escape from American forces bolstered al-Qaeda's image in certain parts of the Muslim world, and is he still, in effect, seen as the leader of al-Qaeda?
Well, it certainly has bolstered his image. He's already portrayed himself, I think, very cleverly and astutely as a David against a Goliath. And the fact that he was able to survive the onslaught directed against him, al-Qaeda, and the Taliban in Afghanistan in 2001 and the beginning of 2002 has also contributed very significantly to his image. And now his ability to periodically resurface and issue communications and threats also, I think, plays into this notion of al-Qaeda's propaganda and using Iraq and other causes as really rallying cries. I think, though, he's probably less an effective leader of al-Qaeda because at one point, al-Qaeda was a single unitary entity that one could lead. Rather, what we see today is not just one al-Qaeda, but many al-Qaedas. And with bin Laden harassed, harried, penned in on the border of Afghanistan and Pakistan, his leadership is probably more symbolic than actual.
Well, how important do you think it is for the U.S. to capture him?
In terms of symbolism, I think it's enormously important to capture bin Laden. After all, at the start of this war on terrorism, we had declared bin Laden public enemy number one and sought him dead or alive, in the president's phrase. But at the same time, I think we shouldn't be under any illusions that capturing or killing bin Laden now will arrest or will stop a process that he has set in motion, because it has gathered momentum, it has revitalized itself, and it's not or it's no longer dependent on any one single individual.
Bruce Hoffman is a terrorism specialist, and he's the acting director of the RAND Center for Middle East Public Policy, and he joined us from Washington. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.